6th of January, Matthew 2:1-12. After Jesus had been born at Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod, suddenly some wise men came to Jerusalem from the east, asking, "Where is the infant king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was perturbed, and so was the whole of Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people and inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him at Bethlehem in Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are by no means the least among the leaders of Judah, for from you will come a leader who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod summoned the wise men to see him privately. He asked them the exact date on which a star had appeared, and sent them on to Bethlehem with the words, "Go and find out all about the child, and when you have found him, let me know, so that I too may go and do him homage." Having listened to that, what the king had to say, they set out. And suddenly the star they had seen rising went forward and halted over the place where the child was. The sight of the star filled them with delight. And going to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and falling to their knees, they did him homage. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, myrrh. But they were given a warning in a dream not to go back to Herod and return to their own country by a different way. Today we celebrate Epiphany, and so we celebrate that the pagans had the grace to see the Lord and to believe in him. Finally, the message came to them, because salvation is for all people. Nobody is excluded from the plan of salvation, and the time where they did not know, it's over. But as we see, this magic should be stopped from the very beginning. The devil using King Herod, his fear to lose the power, and he made him to a murderer of children of Bethlehem. The aim is clear, even if Herodus did not understand. The newborn king, the Messiah, for whom the wise men are looking for, he should not grow to fulfill his mission. Light came into the darkness, and the darkness did not see the light. But how can those people who did not see the star of Bethlehem, how can they come to recognize the Messiah? "It is you who are the light of the world," Jesus said. "A city on the mountain cannot be hidden." In Matthew 5:14-15, we can read, "You are the light for the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp to put it under a tub. They put it on the lampstand, where it shines for everyone in the house." Another point of the Holy Scripture says, "As long as I am the world, I am the light of the world." It's the word of Jesus. But the Lord invited also his disciples to be light of this world, that they can give witness from the real light. Because they are, together with the Holy Spirit, the star of Bethlehem, and should show the way for all the people to find the Messiah. Like the church is called to be a city on the mountain, a light on the mountain, and to penetrate this world with the gospel. Always we have to see and to learn that those who have power in this world are fighting against the light. They don't want another king who is so different from their own kingdom. And the disciples have to be very similar to this king if they want to be light. So the church cannot be corrupted if she wants to be in the light of God. No false compromises with the world. Not to take away truth. Not to make love with ideologies. and to be close to the spirit of the time. If all this happens, how can those who search find the light? If the Star of Bethlehem is losing its light, then the human being will go to the esoteric, to new paganism, a humanism without God. They will look to other religion if they have the same words like Christianity, and just be atheists or materialists. But the soul will be empty. They will not recognize the Son of God. The Star of Bethlehem is for those who search a light. And this is a wonderful mission. We should be such a star for other people, that the light of the Lord can grow each day, and we, with our person, go behind this light. And so this light is shining more and more. It's penetrating us, and it's giving a testimony of another one from Him who says, "I am the true light which comes to the earth to give everybody light," like in John 1. 9.
The verse of today's Alleluia says, "We have seen His star in the east and are come with gifts to adore the Lord."
Vidimus stellam in oriente et venia.